This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked the other day about the new woke shopping and all these companies now that are going to be you're going to watch it. You're going to watch the advertisement of how woke they are, how much they give back, how much they do this. There's a Subaru commercial right now, and here's what it says. I say this as a warning to all of you who have money in Subaru. It says, Subaru, not just a car company or not just an automobile company. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Subaru, not just an automobile company. Well, then what are you? And they're trying to say, they were talking about how much money they give to feed the hungry. And they said, we've fed over 100 million people. Now, you got to look at the fine print. And it's something like they've given away a dime for every person. Now, that's still substantial. It might be $10 million. But let me tell you what I think when you tell me you're feeding the hungry and you say it cost you $10 million. That's the price you could have reduced their vehicles. What Subaru is saying is for every vehicle we sell, we're going to take a little bit of that out and give it to somebody else. And that's fine. That's their thing to do. But they tout it. It isn't how great our car is. Oh, we pass safety features and all that. Let me ask you this. That's like a Joe Biden poll. Oh, Zeppelin says this, or this company says that. I don't even know the names of them, but you know what I'm talking about. All these rating services that tell you how great things are. Do you trust them? The New York Times got a Pulitzer Prize for getting the story wrong about Russian collusion. Killa Cuomo got an Emmy, and he's made $3 million on a book deal to talk about his leadership and killing 15,000 seniors and shutting down multiple businesses. This guy is a scourge. Let me ask you again. Do you believe when they tell you, oh, we got this award for excellence from such and such a company? These are the same. This is nothing more than politics for corporations. But they're going to tell you how woke they are. Subaru, we're not just an automobile company. Well, what are you? Let me ask you, when I invest in Subaru, what am I investing in? Wagon wheels, pencils, children's clothing, or automobiles? But they got to make you understand how woke they are, how much they are so better than everybody else, because they aren't just an automobile company, baby. We take care of the black folks, the Latinos, the LGBT, the little churins, the Guatemalan midgets, all of them, because we are so woke. Buy our stuff, we're so woke. The grocery stores, I mentioned, buy black here, Latino over here. Where's it going to go? Black owned is what the sign said. Latino owned. What does it say when there's nothing on there? Do we guess? You think it ends there? People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, 844-551-8255. Where does it end? I jokingly said, you're going to watch stores get so woke that when people go to checkout, they're going to be a woke card. How woke are you? It won't be your loyalty card. But the difference between this loyalty card is you'll pay your reparations to show just how woke you are, white people. Give it up. Fork it over. I don't even have to take it from you anymore. You will just give it up because you have gotten so woke, stupid, that you're willing to do that. Unbelievable that this is where we are. I jokingly said sirens will go off if you don't have enough woke products in your shopping cart. There'll be regular groceries, it'll be RFID, and then there will be woke groceries. And if you don't have the right ratio of woke, woe is to you. You're about to get wakened up because somebody's going to come to you and tell you how woke you need to be. And corporations brag about it. Yeah, think about their little subtle hints about how woke they are. No GMO. No, what's this stuff called? Gluten? Gluten-free. Less than 1% of the people's metabolism gives a crap about gluten, but everybody wants to be gluten-free. Not manufactured with child labor. Not manufactured with blood diamonds or whatever. I mean, everybody's got some level of woke. They want you to understand they are. Our employees never read Dr. Seuss. We screened our employees, and those who ever used the term Mr. Potato Head were fired summarily. That's what they want you to, we want to come to, right? Oh, you read Andy Ngo's book? Well, you're fired, Mumford. Get out of the band. Pepe Le Pew, did you watch this commercial? This cartoon? Did you watch this cartoon? Because if you did, get out. Vite, vitement, go, now. What can you do? What can you do in this world and be safe? What can you say? How can you act? Wow, that's a nice dress. That really looks great on you. You flirt, you sexual harasser, rapist. He raped me with his eyes. I told you guys I had a friend. He was a manager at a, I think I can say it now. I think they're bankrupt. Payless Shoes. And he told me literally, he says, I had a millennial who said to me she needed to take time off. Why? Because one of the supervisors looked at her. Y'all probably think I'm kidding, but I'm not. A supervisor looked at her. And he goes, well, he said when he got the complaint, he went, well, what were you doing? And she goes, well, she was talking to another person, and I looked at her, and then she looked over at me. That was her complaint. I'm not even exaggerating this. And he goes, what is she, was she looking at you mean? You know, what was this? Give me the context. The girl couldn't give her any context. You ever been talking to somebody, whatever, and you just a fleeting glance at somebody else, but it's not meant for anything? That's essentially what this was. And it triggered this woman to where she filed a complaint. And the guy goes, I thought she was joking at first. He goes, but then I realized she was serious. I had to take it seriously. So he goes and interviews the woman that was the aggriever. And she goes, I don't even know what you're talking about. That's the world we live in, folks. The new woke. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about it. You're going to enjoy it. Trust me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ah, the fight to be woke. The battle wages. Everybody wants to outwoke the other. Sleepwalking is what they are. They're not woke. They're sleepwalking. They think they're woke, but they're not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. On the weekends, depending on the market. Those of you in Florida, you might only get an hour of my show. Complain. Tell them you want more. I want some more Kevin Jackson. And see what they do. I'm on WGUL and WLSS in Tampa and Sarasota. Depending upon where you are, you're getting one of those signals. And you can always download the program at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go to the Listen Now thing. It'll take you to where you can download. And I suggest you do that because you get it. You can pick us up. Pretty soon we'll be on some of the channels like that you can follow us, like not Sirius or something, but along those lines, like what are the radio ones? It's like Spotify and stuff like that. Yeah, we'll be on those eventually. We've got to push it. We've got to get our social media footprint up. I've never been one to do that. I was having a discussion with my buddy Bob Campo. Bob's like, he's like my old buddy that we used to hang out. Like we were war buddies, except Bob's a little older than I am. And we're just talking about, you know, all these different elements of radio and, you know, getting the word out and things like that. And Bob's helpful, and many of the other folks are. Talked to a Marine the other day. He called me up. He says, "Man, I saw your video talking about how conservatives tend to be all talk." Look, I understand my audience is conservative, but I'm going to tell you the truth about yourselves. Sometimes we talk too much, and we are not people of action. And I get it. We're busy, and we think, you know, it isn't going to matter if I don't click that button, if I don't do something, if I don't donate a little bit, if somebody else is doing it. I mean, Kevin will be okay. Well, it's not the case. The organizations like mine, we thrive on getting the word out. Now, look, here's the quandary is, the more you get the word out, the less we need you financially. I mean, it really is a double-edged sword. And the sad part for me, I'll just be brutally honest with you, because that's what we have to be together, right? I don't care if I get out there. I understand the need for it, but I don't want to do it. I'll give you a perfect example. We're producing a show, a late night talk show, a comedy show. I mean, a late night talk show. It's comedic. It's fun. It's meant for you to come home like the old days of Johnny Carson. And if you go farther back, you know, Parr and others. But it's meant to be come back and unwind from your day and have a few laughs at the world. Not like it is now. There are no late night comedy shows, you know, talk shows that you as a conservative would go, "Man, I can't wait to go home and see Jimmy Kimmel." Really? Said nobody ever who's a real conservative. By the way, says hardly anybody anyway. All of them have really slipped. Well, long story short, one of my buddies says, "Hey, Kev, let's do a late night comedy show. You ought to host it. We've got the thing is set up. He's got all this stuff ready to go." He says, "Just fly up. Let's cut some episodes." And I said, "Man, I'm too busy." "But Kevin, you'd be awesome in it." I realize that. I do. And I'm not going to self-deprecate here to make people feel better. I would be awesome at that. I've said I would love to go against Trevor Noah. What a hack. Or Seth, whatever. There's a bunch of them. Name them. Jimmy Fallon. They're not funny. I would love to go up against them. But I'm too busy. I've got other things, and it's not in my heart. It's not my passion. I want to go up against them, but it's not a passion thing for me. It's not something that God is going, "Kevin, go do that. Hey, I set this up for you." So I said, "Let's call Brad Stein. Brad is a real intellect. He can do it." Now, here's my point. I have people that I know who would never pass up that opportunity, even if they weren't good. They'd want to do it. But I rejected it because I want to spend time with my family and friends. That has become my mission, is to hang out with my family and friends. Some of them have even said, "Kevin, we'll throw a fundraiser for you if you come." Even better, because that makes my life a lot easier. I come to see my friends. They bring other people. They fundraise. We continue to fight the good fight, because that's what I get up every day wanting to do. Let me go back to this. I was talking about woke, the fight to be woke. Dr. Seuss, at one point, had 42 of the top Amazon book slots because of woke culture, cancel culture. So much for cancel culture, huh? But I love when woke ends up hurting the very people that are supposed to be woke. Coca-Cola said, "Check your whiteness," right? Well, maybe that's why Amazon founder Jeff Bezos stepped down, is because Amazon, it turns out, isn't as woke as they claim to be. When Chinin Kelly Ray started working at Amazon in 2019 as a global manager of diversity in the company's cloud computing division, she had big ambitions, somebody writes. She had nearly two decades of experience leading diversity and inclusion efforts inside important institutions like Washington State Governor's Office, but she never worked at an influential global business leader like Amazon. See, they've created this ecosystem for these diversity, equity, and inclusion people, and now they're pushing them out into the world. St. Louis University says it is a social justice and something institution. That's what they have. I have the graphic. Anyway, it goes on. Less than a year later, Kelly Ray quit. Her tenure inside the company convinced her that Amazon's corporate workplace has deep, systematic issues that disadvantage black employees and workers from other underrepresented backgrounds. And she was dismayed by her perception that Amazon leadership was unwilling to listen to internal experts on how to identify and fix these problems. She quotes, Amazon was not doing things in a way that represents best practices that would advance diversity and inclusion in any way that is meaningful and thoughtful. Let me add, Amazon appeared to be taking steps backwards instead of forward. In other words, Amazon was focused on making Amazon run right. Being woke, folks, isn't just for conservatives, boys and girls. As I've predicted many times, leftist dogma ends up hurting leftists the most. All the virtue-signaling whites believe they can avoid the swamp of woke with their trinkets and platitudes. It isn't going to happen. They're going after Bezos. They're going after Apple. They're going to go after all these companies that think they can get, oh, look at how woke we are, as they use Guatemalan labor, Malaysian labor to do it, or, you know, underage kids. Who knows? They don't understand, folks. Black leftists will never stop with the guilt trips. There's no end in sight, no need to get gas. It runs on solar energy, hydrogen fuel, wind, whatever. It is a perpetual running machine. Trust me, with no white people to blame, black leftists will still complain. It is in their DNA. Look at Coke, act less white. How do you do that? By talking in Ebonics or sagging? We've learned that timeliness, hard work, meritocracy are examples of white characteristics. I had no idea that the things that make people successful and things where people respect one another were actually racist characteristics. But that's the way leftism works, folks. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are visiting the southern border today amid a surge in illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez hopes to get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of his district. The visit comes as the Biden administration is sending more assistance to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facility facilities as of Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
According to the White House, nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says officials are seeing declines in deaths and hospitalizations. And you're listening to USA Radio News. This weekend's blizzard in Denver is one of the largest in the city's history. Denver got at least 2 feet of snow, which is the most since more than 31 inches fell in March of 2003. This motorist telling KUSA 9, the NBC affiliate in Denver.
So I've been trying to dig out my car. Been probably digging out for the past 20, 30 minutes at this point. But snow is easily going halfway up the side of my car when I got out here, and it's just crazy.
That storm now moving east, bringing winter storm warnings and watches to Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Police say they arrested about 150 people who flocked to Miami for spring break. Miami Beach police say around 120 were arrested on Friday alone, and two police officers were injured in altercations with the crowd. The city has a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Woke these days in this era of cancel culture.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Cancel culture, woke. So woke that if you really want to understand it, just look at the statistics in any city run by Democrats and see how woke, what wokeness gets you. Probably a better example is what's happening at the border right now. You got Joe Biden rolling back everything President Trump did. And what do you have at the border? You have a crisis. The Democrats don't want to admit it, but they have a crisis. They have three times the number of kids locked away than they did under President Trump. They've renamed them. They're no longer concentration camps or jails or separating children from their parents or whatever. They've got some frou-frou little name from it, but it's all bad. Did you see the video of people being ferried across the line of people coming across the Rio Grande and being boated across by these coyotes? Thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands. I don't know if it's hundreds, but tens of thousands rushing in from Mexico and Central America because the floodgates have been opened by the policies of Joe Biden. But is the media going to cover it the way they should be covering it? Of course not.
On following questions, thanks. There are reports out there that the number of unaccompanied migrants detained at the border has tripled in the last 2 weeks to 3,200 plus. Is that number accurate?
I'm not going to confirm numbers from here. Obviously, the Department of Homeland Security and others are oversee the programs and the engagements that happen at the border. I will say that there are a couple of reasons. I know Amar asked about our kind of change in policy, but there are a couple of reasons why we think people are coming to the border. Of course, individuals are fleeing countries where individuals and families are, you know, they're fleeing prosecution, fleeing violence, fleeing economic hardships and other things. The region has also experienced two hurricanes in the fall, putting further stress on the conditions in these countries and the circumstances that are facing individuals. And all of this is taking place during a global pandemic that has impacted other countries' economies, placing undue hardships on its people, just as it did in the United States.
I want to stop that clip there. That was Jen Psaki, the spokesperson for the Biden joke of an administration. And she's asked the question, unaccompanied minors, the thing that you used to razz Donald Trump about, they've tripled. And what are you going to do about it? Will you confirm this number? No, I'm not going to confirm the number. But let me tell you, let me give you a little subterfuge. So what does she say? She says, well, there's two reasons that we've, you know, that are with this change in policy that you need to understand how things work. And one of them, she says, is these individuals are fleeing bad circumstances, prosecution, persecution, violence, economic hardships, hurricanes, and so on and so forth. And two,
this whole situation has been exacerbated by a global pandemic. So I'll ask you this. What do you think people in America are going through? We put trillions of dollars into keeping the people in America going. Let me tell you this. My gym that I used to go to, they shut down. I let them charge my account for the entire year that I couldn't go to the gym because I wanted to give back. I was like, you know what? He didn't do anything. The owner of that gym didn't do anything. I'm just going to leave it there. I know a lot of people did. It's still shut down because they kept ebbing and flowing with it. So we got all these businesses that are impacted. People in America who've lost their businesses and so on and so forth. She doesn't care. We're a factor in the global pandemic. But what's funny is she talked about all the reasons why they should let those people in, and America is suffering from the same thing. Let me put it a different way so maybe the leftists can understand it. What if 150,000, 200,000 Americans were fleeing into Mexico for the very same reasons? Would you expect Mexico to bring them in? Would you expect Central America to bring them in? If we took everybody who lost their businesses, who are now destitute, going on welfare in America, could we send them to another country who would readily take them in? And would they be able to go there illegally and be accepted? It's so stupid. But she goes on. She continues. You got to hear this.
So there are also a range of factors that are leading individuals to come to the border.
Why won't you confirm that number? That's a very important number.
We've been very clear that there is an increase, that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security, so I'm just suggesting that you talk to them about specifics.
We have them, Jen. They won't confirm the numbers.
I would encourage you to go back to them and ask them again. We're not going to confirm them from the White House. It's not our program. It's the Department of Homeland Security.
Is the White House encouraging the department to release those numbers then in the spirit of transparency that the Secretary promised here at this point?
We certainly encourage transparency, but what I also think is important is to talk about what the root causes are here and what we're doing from a policy standpoint to try to address the challenges that we're facing and that these kids are facing as they come across the border.
Well, I'll let you be the judge of what you heard there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. She says, Psaki says, there's a range of factors that they have to consider. And the lady, the reporter asked again, why won't you confirm that number? It's triple the number. Well, let me answer for her and for the people listening to the program. She won't confirm the number because confirming the number confirms that they've tripled a problem that Donald Trump had put a lid on. He was lessening the impact on America and Biden is not. It's a stupid policy. He's reversed a Trump policy. It is now failing miserably, and they don't want to acknowledge it because that would be devastating. It would be admitting that Trump is right and they are wrong. And then she goes on, and I love this part, and she says, we've confirmed that more children are coming. So that's as close as she got to saying, you know, we understand more people are coming, but you have to understand the range of factors that are making them come. As if we don't know. We don't know that they live in third world crap holes, which is what Trump called it, because that is where they live. Places where we send tons of money to get fixed and nothing happens, and then they send their problems here. Remember when the president, President Trump, sent back their criminals? He says they told us they weren't going to take their criminals back. We said, yeah, you are. You're taking your bad guys. Who do you think they're sending here? You think it's all the people, their huddled masses yearning to be free? Or do you think they said, you know what? Empty out the prisons, take these people and put them in America. But to listen to the left, they'll tell you, no, 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 there's no increase in crime when we bring these people over, because we all know that if you're destitute and you have nowhere to go, that, you know, you don't resort to, you know, violence or whatever else. That doesn't happen. There's no such thing as MS-13 gangs. There's no gang violence here. There's no uptick. I love when the left tells us these people are economically neutral. They don't cost us anything, and they don't commit any more crimes than the average person. I love that part because, see, what they don't want you to know is that if they weren't here, they wouldn't be committing any crimes. We don't even talk about that. They say, no, no, no. When they come over, they commit the same amount of crimes as citizens. First of all, it's a lie. And second of all, so you're condoning bringing over criminals. New criminals. A new batch. These are insane policies. Are you expecting the left to suddenly wake up and go, hey, you know, we know that these policies don't work, but we're still going to try them. Well, what's our pushback? Because I'm going to tell you, the left isn't going to require companies to not hire undocumented or illegals. Illegals, that's what they are, illegal. Do you think these people are all being border checked? They're checked for disease? Are they given background checks? Anything that you as a citizen has to go through? I'm just curious. I'm asking for 80 million friends. They don't care, folks. Never have and never will. And they act like they care about these people coming over. Like, oh, bring them over. They're going to be part of the American way of life. No, they're not. They're bringing them over to be more, to be bigger pawns. If you look, they've already made America stupid. Bring these people over. They've dumbed down Americans, and now they want to bring people who have less education, who come from situations that make our dumb people look smart. There was a time when we brought over the best and brightest. That time's long gone. We're bringing over people who cannot contribute to American culture the way you want, the way you can. I'm not saying they can't contribute. We're the most productive people on the planet. Look at our GDP. We outrank 1.6 billion Chinese can't outproduce 330 million Americans. Why would we want to replace ourselves with citizens from Guatemala? It's ridiculous. It makes no sense on any level. But leftists don't care about making sense. They care about making votes. And that's what this is about. More when we come back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCN.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I've been concentrating on the lies of the left, the lies of leftism in general. It's not just leftism in America, it's leftism around the world. It's a big, fat lie. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mentioned something you're going to already know, okay? Let me just warn you. Unsafe, most unsafe places in the world. American cities. A large American city run by leftists is the most unsafe place in the world. It is a war zone. And if you really want to go microscopic, go to the areas of the high crime, where there's high crime, south side of Chicago, east side of Chicago, areas of Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, wherever. Go to the high crime areas, and it is a war zone. Go to Minneapolis in the area they call the George Floyd Zone. and get killed. Go to where Antifa had put up their no-go zones or whatever you call it, more dangerous than Iraq, Iran, anywhere in the world. And leftists ignore it. They don't want you to even bring it up. They don't talk about that violence. I bring you Chicago statistics on the east and the south side just because somebody's got to talk about it. But it's not limited to America. The police in Minneapolis will not go into the George Floyd zone. That's insane to me. You're law enforcement. Let me tell you what any sane person would do. They would get the police, back them up with the National Guard or the military, and they would go clean that place out. Then they would have roving patrols that made sure nobody from Antifa was on the streets. Nobody. If you associate with Antifa, they'll get you. They would get the FBI involved, go on social media, find out who's involved, and they'd start making arrests. See, that's normal. Now you say, Kevin, that's Gestapo. No, that's for people who are actual terrorists in this country. You think the leftists want to solve the problem of Antifa? You think they want to solve the problem of Black Lives Matter? You think they want to solve the problem of people who are killing cops? Here's a simple one. Do you think they want to solve the problem of gangland violence in wherever? Pick your city. If we really wanted to solve the gang problem in America, do you think we couldn't do it? That's insanity. We could solve the gang problem in an instant. Have kids on the road to being good, solid citizens. There's no problem in this country we can't solve if we decide we want to attack it together. So you have to ask yourself, if we all know drugs are bad, they're creating lots of problems, etc., why haven't we solved it? Let me give you the answer. Money. Somebody's making a crap load of money with the problem. That's why. I had a buddy who owned a glass repair business, and I told him, I said, man, you ought to just ride around and look for damaged glass. He says, nah, you don't want to do that. I go, why? He goes, because when you put your card on somebody's car, it's got damaged glass, they think you did it. Now, not everybody. Like, I have a damaged windshield right now. If he would have put his card on my car, I'd go, yeah, I know, I have that. But he goes, no, no, no. I get enough of the other stuff. Like, I didn't even know that was there. One time I came out of a restaurant, my windshield was cracked. And I remember thinking, this was an expensive meal. I don't even know how it happened. Somebody threw a rock, cracked my windshield. He's like, I wouldn't have put my card on there. Anyway, unsafe, man. Unsafe anywhere leftists are. And it's not just in the United States. It's all over the world. Probably, what, 5-6 years ago, there were 700 no-go zones that they documented throughout Europe. I bet you that's tripled easily. I bet there are over 2,000 no-go zones in the world. I have no knowledge of it, no empirical data. But it wouldn't surprise me at all. The number of no-go zones has increased. Now, Donald Trump kept it down in America because he was like, there would be no no-go zone. But you got leftists running the show. Anyway, the governor of London spoke in the wake of the disappearance of a marketing executive named Sarah Everard, age 33. She was walking home on March the 2nd in Clapham, which is in London. And London Mayor Sadiq Khan, spelled K-H-A-N, but you could spell it C-O-N, acknowledged that London streets are not safe for women and girls. Oh, hey, Sadiq, in case you didn't know it, London streets are not safe for guys either. So this media outlet asked, London streets are not safe for women, are they? No, they aren't. All for girls, and it's really important that people of my gender understand that, Khan replied. What gender is he? He says, if you're a woman or a girl, your experiences of our city or any public place whether it's on the streets, on public transport. It's very different to you if you're a man or a boy. And it's really important that people like me in positions of power and influence understand that and take steps to address it. He's admitting London is a patriarchal, misogynistic, anti-woman, hating society that cannot keep its women or girls safe on the street. That's what he's telling you. He's saying it in a nice way, but yeah, I'm acknowledging that we cannot help the women and the girls in London. No, we cannot. We have to really look into this. People in power must understand that if you're a woman or a girl walking the streets in London, then, well, things are very different from you than it is for a man or a boy. He says, you know, what's missing from this conversation is that we talk in this area about protecting women. I think the conversation, get this, should start with the actions of men and boys, actually. Really? Coming from the guy who brings in Muslims by the droves who have no care in the world about British culture. Zero. You want to talk about what they call it, rape culture. London has instituted Muslim rape culture where they don't care about non-Muslim women. They don't care about Muslim women either. But non-Muslim women, there for the taking. We've documented it in Germany on New Year's Eve. You have to be a thrill seeker to go out on New Year's Eve in any area of Germany where there's a heavy population of Muslim men. You're putting your body, I'll put it this way, they will let you know real quickly, it ain't your body. It's theirs to do whatever they want. There was a reporter filming something, it was when they were getting rid of Sadat in Egypt. She was gang raped in the streets while she was trying to film this. One of these lefty reporters that, you know, thinking, oh, it's all cool, I got it, I got this. I don't know who she took with her, but they didn't help. So London's admitting it's got a very serious problem. You know who else has a big problem? They won't mention it. I've talked to my friends from Sweden and Norway, etc., and they downplay, you know, the whole thing publicly. But privately, they say, oh, man, it is what's going on over there is horrible. And these Muslim men will marry these Swedish and these Norwegian women, and then the kids are Muslim. They live under Muslim law, etc. Women don't get to see their babies, so they trap these young women with these babies. Anyway, Sadiq the con man goes on to say, we've invested more than 16 million euro, I guess, to make it safer for women and girls in our city who are on the receiving end of violence. He won't even mention the violence that's happening against men. It is. He won't state it. He won't tell you white guys are in just as much danger as women and girls. He says it takes being a victim of number of times, particularly of domestic abuse and domestic violence, where you come forward. So we've supported women's groups, survivors groups. This is like some 1950s article I feel like I'm reading. Really? He hasn't evolved enough to for London to be a place? It's a cosmopolitan city. You would think that we wouldn't be talking about this archaic Neanderthal stuff. He says, we've got to give women a safe place to flee. Says they've funded victims groups, survivor groups, refuge, hostels, and accommodation to give women a safe place to flee. This is a story that needs more digging into. Because see, what Khan's not going to tell you is that uptick has come from a place he doesn't want to tell you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.